Welcome to the Strategize, Adapt, Overcome podcast, where we explore timeless strategies from Sun Tzu's The Art of War and how they can be applied to personal growth, life challenges, and professional success. Each episode dives deep into practical tactics for mastering self-discipline, navigating adversity, and achieving your goals with precision and purpose. Whether you're seeking to sharpen your mindset or learn how to adapt and thrive in any situation, this podcast is your guide to turning ancient wisdom into modern mastery. Tune in and start strategizing your way to a more empowered life. Today, we're going to learn about the tenets to achieving victory and the principles of the Art of War. Sun Tzu's The Art of War outlines five tenets to achieving victory. Sun Tzu's The Art of War outlines five key principles for achieving victory, principles that remain relevant not only in warfare, but also in business, strategy, and leadership. Know the enemy and know yourself. Success begins with self-awareness and an understanding of your opponent. This tenet stresses the importance of analyzing both your own strengths and weaknesses as well as those of your enemy. Only by grasping this balance can you develop strategies that exploit your strengths while addressing your vulnerabilities. Knowing your enemy allows you to predict their moves and counter them effectively. Attack the enemy's strategy. Rather than focusing solely on direct confrontation, Sun Tzu advises targeting the enemy's plans and strategies. By disrupting their approach, creating confusion, and throwing their efforts into disarray, you can weaken their position without unnecessary losses. This principle encourages outthinking the opponent, prioritizing strategic foresight over brute force. Utilize your resources wisely. Efficient resource allocation is key to long-term success. Sun Tzu emphasizes avoiding unnecessary waste of time, manpower, and supplies. Every move and decision should be calculated to contribute toward a swift and decisive victory. Prolonged campaigns drain resources and morale, so the goal should always be efficiency in achieving objectives. Be adaptable and flexible. Circumstances on the battlefield, or in any competitive environment, can shift unexpectedly. Sun Tzu highlights the importance of being able to adjust your strategy and tactics to changing conditions. Flexibility allows you to capitalize on opportunities as they arise and to respond effectively to unforeseen challenges, giving you a critical edge. Utilize spies and gather intelligence. Information is power, and gathering intelligence about the enemy's movements, plans, and capabilities is essential for informed decision-making. Sun Tzu advocates for the strategic use of spies and other means of intelligence gathering to gain deeper insights into the opponent. You know, accurate intelligence enables you to prepare for threats, exploit their weaknesses, and act with precision. These five principles, rooted in ancient military strategy, transcend their original context and continue to offer valuable guidance in navigating challenges, whether in war, business, or personal endeavors. Implementing these ideas with wisdom and skill can lead to decisive and meaningful victories. Principles of the Art of War. The principle of strategic assessment, Sun Tzu, highlighted the critical importance of analyzing both your own capabilities and those of your adversaries before engaging in conflict. This involves understanding strengths, weaknesses, and potential opportunities on both sides, enabling you to make informed decisions and reduce the chances of costly surprises in battle. The principle of waging war. This principle underscores the importance of efficient resource management in warfare. According to Sun Tzu, resources such as time, manpower, and supplies must be utilized wisely to avoid waste. Every action should focus on achieving a swift and decisive victory as prolonged conflicts drain resources and weaken morale. The principle of strategic attack. Sun Tzu believed the most effective way to win a conflict is not by brute force, but by neutralizing the enemy's strategy. By dismantling the opponent's plans and disrupting their objectives, you can achieve victory with minimal losses and resistance. The principle of disposition. This principle emphasizes leveraging the strategic placement of defenses and resources. By positioning your forces in advantageous locations and minimizing vulnerabilities, you can create situations where the enemy is at a disadvantage, increasing your chances of success while conserving strength. The principle of energy. Sun Tzu advocated for using creative, calculated, and flexible strategies to adapt to the constantly changing circumstances of war. He encouraged leaders to harness both physical and psychological energy, ensuring their forces remain effective and unpredictable. The principle of weak points and strong. In this principle, Sun Tzu stressed the value of identifying and exploiting the weaknesses of the enemy while safeguarding your own vulnerabilities. By focusing your efforts on areas where the enemy is least prepared, you can maximize your effectiveness and achieve superior results. The principle of maneuvering. This principle involves moving your forces with speed and discipline to gain a strategic edge. Sun Tzu emphasized the importance of timing and coordination, as well as the ability to quickly adapt movements to outpace the enemy and seize opportunities during the battle. The principle of variation in tactics. Sun Tzu strongly advocated for flexibility in planning and execution. By varying your tactics to suit the situation, you can keep the enemy off balance and ensure you remain adaptable to unexpected developments, turning challenges into opportunities. The principle of the army on the march. This principle stresses the need to monitor and respond to the physical and emotional conditions of your troops as they march. Understanding their morale, energy levels, and environmental factors ensures that your forces remain effective and motivated throughout the campaign. The principle of terrain. Sun Tzu emphasized the significance of understanding and utilizing the environment to your advantage. Different types of terrain offer unique challenges and opportunities, and mastering the landscape can be a decisive factor in the outcome of a conflict. The principle of the nine situations. Sun Tzu classified nine types of battlegrounds, each requiring a different approach. From accessible terrains to desperate situations, he offered guidance on how to adapt strategies to maximize the chances of success in each type of scenario. The principle of the attack by fire. This principle provides insights into the use of destructive weapons, such as fire, for strategic purposes. Sun Tzu also reflected on the moral implications and risks associated with deploying such tactics, urging leaders to consider their consequences carefully. The principle of the use of spies. Sun Tzu recognized the immense value of intelligence in warfare. He outlined the different types of spies, including local, internal, and converted agents, and stressed the importance of gathering accurate information to make informed decisions and outmaneuver the enemy effectively. Episode 3 highlights the significant impact Sun Tzu's 5 Tenets to Victory and the 13 Principles from the Art of War have on effectively strategizing in life. The understanding of oneself and the competition, efficient resource management, adaptability to change, and the importance of gathering intelligence are strategies that are not just limited to warfare, but are equally applicable and valuable in personal life scenarios. They play a key role in enhancing decision-making capabilities, improving resource utilization, ensuring adaptability in changing scenarios, and in developing comprehensive understanding of the environment one operates in. These strategies help in personal growth, achievement of goals, and in facing life's challenges with informed decisions and actions. So in the next episode, we will dive deeper into applying these principles to setting personal goals and achieving success. So let's continue our journey of learning from Sun Tzu's The Art of War towards personal growth and success. Thank you for joining us on this episode of the podcast. Remember, the strategies and lessons we've explored today are tools to help you take charge of your life and face challenges with confidence and clarity. Keep applying what you've learned, and don't forget to reflect on how you can adapt these tactics to your own unique battles. Be sure to subscribe, share your thoughts, and leave a review. It helps us continue bringing you valuable insights. Until next time, stay focused, stay disciplined, and keep mastering your path to greatness.